Jamie from DY in Sydney.
And Jamie, you're walking along the highway on your way to Portland. Just explain for us what you're doing.
Just taking a break, time out from general life, from city life of Sydney, and taking a nice, slow, cruisy holiday. Walking from the south coast of New South Wales, crossing the border to South Australia, Mount Gambier, obviously through Victoria.
Okay. So when did you start, and where did you start precisely?
I started just at the early January, just a few days after New Year's. And I started from Ulladulla, which is a few hours drive south of Sydney. And we're aiming for the 4th of April, which is a few days' time, finish at Mount Gambier.
So you've just been walking along the highway then? What's been your route, I suppose?
I stuck to the coast all the way from Ulladulla, apart from crossing the border. I had to go inland through Cairn River and Orbost, from Eden in New South Wales. I did the Sapphire Coast off the Princes Highway down before the New South Wales border, and then jumped back onto the Princes. And then at the Moelle coal fires, I ducked around that down the Strzelecki to Inverloch. And then, west across the coast to Phillip Island, hopped a couple of ferries to Queenscliff, Torquay. Did the Great Ocean Road, which was sensational, the best part of my walk. Some narrow roads, but... wasn't too bad. And, here I am now. So, not too far to go.
And a few hills in there as well. How do you... I should get you to explain how you're doing this and the equipment you're carrying and all that sort of stuff.
Sure, yeah. It's just like I've just converted a kid's bicycle trailer and put a big aluminium toolbox on it. In the terms of terrain, New South Wales and coming across the border was the most difficult, and especially that was my early days. Yeah. So I wasn't quite in tune, physically. And it weighs up to 70 kilos when it's full of water and food. But once I got into the zone, and I found it's more, 80% mental than it is physical. So I was doing 25 k's a day, and now I can get up to 45. Right. First few days I questioned why I decided to do this, but now I actually enjoy it, and I don't know what I'm going to do when I stop.
Walk back again, perhaps, maybe.
Yeah, that's been suggested.
how did you go pushing this up something like Labor's Hill, for example, and down the other side?
Excellent point. Labor's Hill was the toughest hill I've had to do, even though by that point, which wasn't that long ago, I was pretty in tune with myself. It was a big climb. I think Labor's was 1,490 feet from pretty much sea level from Castle Cove. That was my toughest one. I actually took a day off and camped next to the Paul's Pub there at Labor's for the next day. But, Labor's was just, 3 hours, or maybe less, of just climb. And it took everything I'd picked up in the first, couple of months to get up the top.
So what sort of preparation did you do for this? Did you do lots of walking around Sydney to, get ready and pushing the trolley, perhaps?
I did, yeah. Without the trolley, I only did a couple of test walks and then I went. But before that, I did about 6 weeks worth of walking. Obviously, without, it's a lot easier. Testing out shoes and boots and things like that, what was good. And started off small. I think everyone doesn't realise what they can walk at first, but I thought at the time 15 kilometres was, a big goal, and then I just stepped up 25 and then 40. And I could do 50 k's, not a problem back then without the buggy. And so, thought I was pretty good to go, and I think you wouldn't be able to just, without doing 6-8 weeks of long distance walking, just for preparation, you wouldn't want to just jump into it. So, yeah.
Have you met anybody else along the way doing the same thing?
I have. Actually, interesting enough, I was very, bowing down to this gentleman. I can't pronounce his Japanese name, but we called him K. I met him at Genoa, just across the border, into Victoria. He is doing a 40,000 kilometre peace run around the world. I met him at, 27,000 kilometre mark. And he runs most of the day. Yeah, he has a very high-tech version of this buggy. But a lot of cyclists, many, many cyclists, are whether they be Australians or, tourists. Met some French guys yesterday that have gone, doing the States, starting Adelaide, going to Sydney. So a lot of interesting people along the way, definitely.
Yeah. How are you finding the traffic on a road like this, for example? There's a few big trucks going past us here. It's been good?
It has been good. Back sort of after, before Traralgon, on the Princes Highway is always going to be busy, back New South Wales and into Victoria. Great Ocean Road was sensational, even though it was narrow, but the traffic wasn't big rigs and things like that, less wind, less noise, and less density of traffic. But at Warrnambool, coming back onto the Princes was a bit back to the sort of, the city stuff again. But No, it's fine. Most people are pretty accommodating. We have a shoulder here, for instance, but if there's nothing coming our way, people look out for you and we'll drift across and come back in and give you the big wave and things like that. So I guess it's not every day you see some sort of crazy person walking along. So.
And perhaps just lastly, the weather as well then. I mean, it's beautiful today, but we haven't had days like this every day, of course.
No, this is sensational and good to get some good sun on the solar panel. I got a battery pack that, you know, powers all my devices. But I think I've been lucky. It's like I've coincidentally walked through weather, because I only cover short distances per day in comparison to a car. But I have had some terrible days around the Wonthaggi area coming into Phillip Island. It was 50-60k gusts in my face, and it was pushing this into a headwind. It was terrible, and drenched with rain, and yeah, trying to dry gear overnight, and you get up and it's raining again, and packing up in the rain. But you just have to get used to it. Yeah, it's just part of the package, I think.
Can we ask what your life was before you did this?
Yeah, I was working as an operations manager in a wholesale electrical company. Yep. So I was managing a whole bunch of blokes, and yeah, living on the beach at DY, but Sydney and everything just became a little bit stressful, and the job was stressful, and needed a big life challenge rather than, you know, go to Bali or your general things.
Right, yeah.
So I thought I'd throw myself in the deep end and get away from all that.
Yeah. You probably had a lot of time to think, I would imagine, doing this.
Lots of time, and I think a lot of people, you know, I mean, I've calmed down and even just sit down and relax in the afternoons, and everything is just peaceful. My face is, you know, not tense and all, compared to the old Sydney attitude. So it is a healing kind of experience I found so far, yeah.